from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls area was put under a tornado warning by Environment Canada shortly after 2:30 this afternoon. It says if you hear a roaring sound or see a funnel cloud, swirling debris near the ground, flying debris, or any threatening weather approaching, take shelter immediately. Go indoors to a room on the lowest floor, away from outside walls and windows, such as a basement, bathroom, stairwell, or interior closet. Leave mobile homes, vehicles, tents, trailers, and other temporary or freestanding shelter, and move to a strong building if you can. As a last resort, lie in a low spot and protect your head from flying debris. The OPP search for Lucas McDonald is over, but not before an officer involved in the search was shot. The provincial police force says the shooting took place during an interaction on an island on Nighthawk Lake yesterday. The officer was taken to hospital, where he was reported to be in stable condition. No other information has been released. The search for 43-year-old McDonald began in late May, when the body of 30-year-old Marcel Toma was found in Egan Township, where McDonald lives, southwest of Matheson. OPP say McDonald is in custody and there's no further risk to public safety. Meanwhile, a footnote to that story, even though the police operation in the area is over, Kettle Lakes Provincial Park remains closed. Ontario Parks says it will open once it's deemed safe for public use. It recommends going onto its website for updates. We have a link on our website. If you have a reservation, you're asked to call the reservations team at the toll-free number that's also on our website. Every year since 2006, firefighters between Connaught and Mountjoy have taken an afternoon to patrol the streets, picking up donations for food banks in the city. This year, it's on Sunday, June 23rd, between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. Deputy Fire Chief Scott Atkinson says it's absolutely important.
The fire service in general always wants to get back to the community. And, you know, in this day and age with what's going on with all cities across Ontario, whatever we can do to help them out and to stock those shelves in the food banks.
Atkinson says volunteers are welcome, including high schoolers, and that food bank donations can be dropped off to fire stations anytime, 24/7. Get daily and weekly news alerts sent to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.